This is Jason Pell of ProWrestling.net, and you're about to hear about 10 minutes and 30 seconds of audio footage from an interview that I conducted with PJ Polacco, a.k.a. Just Incredible, who is a former ECW champion, also competed in WWE, TNA. And the snippets you're about to hear, PJ discusses his new social media platforms as he sets out to on a career resurrection, as he's calling it. And also PJ talking about his early days hanging out with the members of the Click in WWE, how he met up with guys like Scott Hall, Shawn Waltman, Shawn Michaels, Triple H, Kevin Nash, and he goes into great detail about that. Also, you're going to hear him talking about what it was that really set the Click apart. They get a lot of heat for some of the backstage politics, but I think the mindset that they had at the time that he gets into kind of helps explain why perhaps Vince McMahon was so apt to listen to the Click. What you don't hear in these snippets, though, is Just Incredible talking about the ESPN E60 piece on Scott Hall that he took part in, also, and you know what Scott told him about the ESPN piece going in. Also, just more details on what PJ thinks lies ahead for Scott Hall. PJ talking about his own stay in WWE-sponsored rehab, how it came about. Does the company follow up on things? Was there and in fact, there was one wrestler that was assigned to work with PJ early on, and he talks about his own sobriety issues and trying to stay clean and a lot more. It's an 85-minute interview that is available exclusively to ProWrestling.net members, aside from this 10 minutes and 30-so seconds of footage that you're about to hear. If you are interested in signing up for membership to hear this entire interview, head on over to ProWrestling.net. Membership rates start for as low as $5.50 if you take that annual option. There's also monthly rates available if you just want to try it and listen to this audio. Other audio interviews include a couple with former WWE creative team member Cord Bauer, former TNA creative team member Dutch Mantel, Brock Lesnar, Chris Jericho, and others. So if audio is your thing, I think you will dig ProWrestling.net. So check this out, and I'll be back at the end of it to give you more details.
Jason Powell here with an audio interview with the former ECW champion, former WWE star, Just Incredible, a.k.a. PJ Polacco. And we've got a lot to discuss, of course, PJ in the news this week because he took part in the Scott Hall documentary feature that aired on ESPN E60. And we're certainly going to talk about that, but I want to give PJ a chance to discuss some of the fun things that he's doing. It's kind of you're kind of approaching this as a career resurrection. And I know one of those things that you're doing is something that I checked out last night for the first time and really enjoyed it, and that's a live show you're doing at Justin TV on, I believe, a weekly basis.
Yeah, that's right, Jay. Basically what I'm doing is, with the whole career resurrection thing, I kind of, fell off the face of the earth as far as the wrestling business. And being the way people are, stars in this business are being made or at least recognized right now with social media, as I said, well, one of the surefire ways to get back is to try to get a foothold in social media via Twitter, Facebook. And I simply found an app on my phone for Justin TV, and I started it very grassroots, guerrilla style, almost, just shooting myself, in a room, taking questions. And then I was like, let's just take it one step further and just do a once-a-week hourly live broadcast, which really has worked out fantastic. I've only been doing it for about a month now, but it's really taken off. Fans really enjoy it, and more importantly, I'm enjoying it. It's fun. It's a lot of fun, and, it's really working.
Yeah, and you can tell you're having fun with it. I mean, that was the thing that stood out to me while watching it last night was, hey, you're really into this. And for people wondering, what's it about? Is it all ECW questions from the past? No. I mean, you're tackling everything. Obviously, the Scott Hall documentary this week, but also, whatever people bring up in that chat room during the live show and whatever the topical events of the week are. And didn't you tell me, you when you started this thing, we were talking before we went on, it was basically you on your camera or on your flip phone camera thing, and you had to like flip it over just to read questions and everything.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I would be filming myself, outstretched hands and arms, And when it would be time to answer a question, I'd flip it over, see if there was a question, read it to my, you know, read it out loud, and then answer it. So, yeah, it was never meant to be anything big or, you know, or like that. But then I hooked up with an ex-WWE assistant producer, Dean Wentworth. He lived a couple of cities down from me in Connecticut. And, you know, because he caught a broadcast, and he came by and offered his services, said, you know, hey, I've been looking to get back into the business on a part-time basis. I said, great, because he obviously knows how to produce and, you know, knows all the video stuff. So we have a little makeshift studio at his home, and we go down there and we shoot, you know.
Tell, because, you know, I'll have the information on the site, obviously, but just for people who happen to be catching this on iTunes, tell them when and where.
Oh, sure. It is every Thursday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, and it's on www.justin.tv/PeterPolacco1. And like I said, we go about an hour, and we go live, and then we replay it throughout the week on YouTube, and that's youtube.com/realjustincredible. And it's been so much fun, and plus, I don't want it, you know, we're starting to progress on, you know, I want to do some funny skits, you know, talk about other things, movies, sports, you know, whatever's brought up. I don't want it to be bogged down by just one thing. You know, anything's open, you know, pop culture, whatever, music, you know. So it is, I'm hoping to have it be, you know, something of a variety, and also, you know, just have fun with it. And like I said, I answer all questions, you know, nothing's out of bounds, and it's been real successful so far, really has.
What do you tell people, you know, if someone says, well, we've heard this before from you, that you're clean, you're sober, what's different this time?
Well, the other times weren't, you know, not to say that the efforts weren't as wholehearted, they always have been, and with something like this, it's an ongoing process. It never ends, and you know, I would be good for, you know, a couple of months at a time, and then fall off for another couple of months, and take, you know, another period of time to come back up, you know. So this has been the longest stretch of sobriety that I've had, probably throughout my entire career, you know, since I was a kid, you know. Because looking back at it, and I was looking at that picture that was on the ESPN special of me, Scott, Kevin, Triple H, and Henry Godwin. And that was my 21st birthday in Zurich, Switzerland. We were actually celebrating my birthday. That was the picture. And I was thinking, hell, back then at 21, I was already partying, you know, and taking drugs. So, you know, I'm 38, so do the math with the years. You know, it's been a long time that I've been doing that. So, you know, this is the longest period of consecutive sobriety. So,
were you a partier before you got to WWE? I mean, you know, 21 years old, I guess everybody was to some extent. But, I mean, did that really?
No, I really wasn't. And I don't, you know, I'm not blaming the business. I'm not blaming the WWE at all. But no, I didn't. It was all, I was a pretty straight-laced kid. All I cared about and all I had time for was, you know, getting in the gym and working out to get in shape to wrestle. That's all I wanted to do. And I think it's just, you know, when you're at that young age, you're exposed to all that. I mean, it would have probably happened to me in college. So I'm not, like I said, you know, it was the years I explored. But, you know, I just started so young that I did it instead of exploring in college. I explored in the WWE.
How did you get hooked up with the Click guys way back in those days?
Oh, it's quite simple. You know, even before I was Aldo, just as PJ Walker, they were doing the live Monday Night Raw tapings, always in the new, you know, Poughkeepsie, White Plains, Manhattan Center, always doing TV tapings. And me and Tony DeVito were one of the jobbers. You know, we were like the jobbers that were always there. And, you know, Scott always liked the young guys, always was, you know, gravitated more to the young guys. And it started as a relationship with Scott. And, you know, when I became Aldo, it just progressed into, hey, who are you traveling with? Well, I'm by myself. No, you're not. You're coming with me, puss. You know? And I'd start traveling with him, and through that I became friends with Shawn Michaels. And, you know, Waltman as well, but Sean and I, in the Aldo days, there was more of a rivalry, I should say, you know, between him and I, because we were both the young kid, you know. Obviously, he was more successful with his gimmick than I was, but, you know, it was me and him, and, you know, obviously Triple H had just come in from WCW as Terrorizing, so, and then Kev came along with that, so it just became, it just started out by being in the same cars. You know, and then when Razor wasn't there, you know, if he was on a different town, Sean would scoop me up, you know, because other than Scott, Sean was the second closest guy, really, that I had a relationship with. And it just went from there, you know, and then if Nash wasn't around, it was me and Hunter, you know. So it just was really about, you know, splitting expenses and wanting to be around guys that were willing to teach. And those guys were always very open. You know, as much heat as they had, and they had a ton of heat back then, it was unreal. But, you know, minus that, the heat that they got was just out of loving the business that much and basically saying, look, if you don't like it, fuck you, you know. And that's the way it came down to.
Do you also see, though, where, you know, I mean, others have said that they were guilty of holding people back. And, you know, I think certain members have even admitted as much.
Sure.
I mean, can you certainly see that side of it, too?
Oh, God, yeah. I saw that side of it, of course. But, you know, what happens today and what was happening 15 years ago or even more is completely the landscape has changed. Not the obvious, but back then, you know, it was almost uncool to go out there and rock it every night and to work hard and to take bumps. I mean, if you recall, the styles were very different.
Yeah.
You know, house show style, and I mean, I know they take it easier on house shows, but, you know, the mentality of the click guys were, hey, look, you know, the business was down in the dumps. The lighter guys were coming up. It was more, you know, it went from being the big man WWE of the late 80s, early 90s to that work sort of style where they were bumping and working hard. And that was their whole thing. They were like, fuck you. We're rocking it every night. We're going to work hard every night. And we're going to, you know, push to have to be the best workers and all-around performers. Because that was something I think all of us shared and had in common and prided ourselves in. So it went from, you know, oh, let's take it easy, brother, you know, and no bumps on the house shows. And instead, fuck it, let's go out there for 25 minutes and rock it, you know, and bring back, you know what I mean, and get that return business, and the houses are up. And, you know, that was the goal of those guys, you know, and I just witnessed it and tried to learn from it, you know, and I tried to take that attitude of working hard every night.
That's it for the audio preview. In order to hear the rest of the 85-minute Just Incredible interview and other .NET membership audio, sign up today for .NET membership. If you're listening on iTunes, just head on over to ProWrestling.net. You can't miss the sign-up area right there on the right side of your screen, and you can have almost instant access to all the perks of .NET membership. It is an ad-free version of the website. Hours of new audio each and every week. Myself and the rest of the guys review pretty much each and every major pro wrestling television show, certainly all of the major pay-per-view events, including WWE Vengeance that just took place as I'm recording this. Thursday's .NET Weekly audio show is the flagship audio show, and that's Chris Shore and I running through all the news of the week. A lot of times we have first-run news that hasn't even been reported on ProWrestling.net yet as a little bit of a perk for .NET members, and we analyze all the major news stories, and the shows run at least 90 minutes, oftentimes two-plus hours, and that's just the .NET Weekly audio show alone. Q&A audio in which Chris and I answer the various .NET member questions, and much more. So again, if you're interested, membership rates start for as low as $5.50 a month if you want that annual option, but also monthly options are available. So head on over to ProWrestling.net.